next week on the Pan-African Experience. So you were one of the key figures in the documentary Vaxxed.
My phone rings and it's Dr. William Thompson.
You and I don't know each other very well. You have a son with autism and I have great shame now.
There's a whistleblower from the CDC who's going to come out and say that the CDC had committed fraud on the MMR study and that they knew that vaccines were actually causing autism.
And you single-handedly published a paper that associated MMR vaccine with autism. You know, the paper is titled Measles, Mumps, Rubella Vaccination Timing and Autism Among Young African-American Boys, a reanalysis of CDC data. Now, this paper was published in 2014 in a peer-reviewed journal, and however, it was later retracted by the publication. And just read the publication's response to this just before we continue. Just say, you know, the editors of the Translational Neurodegeneration, you know, that's the journal, they decided to retract the article because, and I quote, "There were undeclared competing interests on the part of the author, which compromised the peer review process. Furthermore, post-publication peer review raised concerns about the validity of the methods and statistical analysis. Therefore, the editors no longer have confidence in the soundness of the findings. We apologize to all affected parties for the inconvenience caused." End quote. So, do you still believe in this study? There have been studies that has been published to disprove your study, correct?
To my knowledge, nobody has specifically addressed the issue with African American children. Okay, so nobody has redone that particular study. They do claim that the MMR is safe, and there was one study that came out of Denmark about the MMR vaccine and autism that, you know, to me, it was fatally flawed, you know, had flaws to it. But the scientifically, this issue has not been revisited. And the CDC's attitude is cases closed, vaccines don't cause autism.
Okay, so when the Translational Neurodegeneration Journal, when they said the concerns with validity of methods and statistical analysis, what do they mean by that? Do you know what was their concern? Did they tell you? Yeah, because I always tell my friends, you know, because something is packaged and put in a shelf in the store, doesn't mean it's good for the body. And that applies to medicine as well. In the UK, back in the day, they had what they called the thalidomide children. I don't know if you're aware of this. The
thalidomide, yes,
where there's deformity from a medicine where pregnant women, when they take a thalidomide. So, you know, from what I can remember, from what I read, you know, at the time, it was not believed until much, you know, several years later, and it became fact. You know, but
right.
So nothing is, you know, science shows the truth, but science can also make mistakes. You know, there can also be mistakes in science or fraud in science. You know, sometimes when you do research, even in my own, if I do research for my MSc, I have to check also where the journal was published. You know, was it peer reviewed? Who sponsored the research? There are several layers behind the research that will make it authentic or not authentic. You know, so, but the idea of censoring someone is something I will always defend. You know, I don't care, but the idea is to have a debate, and I will always encourage
exactly.
That debate. What do you say to people that often criticize you that you do not have a biology background or a medicine background to be able to, you know, ascertain the credibility to do such research? So the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in America. That's a government agency in America. So
that is correct.
So CDC, in your opinion, omitted this aspect of the data, this key information. They omitted it, or was it an oversight, or you believe that it was an intentional omission? A key element of your finding, of your study, is the age of exposure. That's the key element.
That is correct.
So if for black children, especially black boys, if they were given MMR vaccine before the age of three, that's 36 months, they're more likely to, you know, you said three times more likely to have autism. So from what I've gathered so far, at the time of the publication of this study, CDC still has not conducted a research on vaccinated versus unvaccinated kids with regards to autism study. So people always talk about the influence of the pharmaceutical industry, especially in America. You know, so what do you think, obviously I'm asking you to make an assumption here, what do you think is will be their motivation? Because if CDC is refusing to, you know, reassess this data and do further research on this data, obviously they want to continue the vaccination program, I will assume. So what do you think is the motivation here? Okay, so there is a law that is passed in the United States to, you know, absolve pharmaceutical companies of any liability with regards to this vaccine. Is that the case? And can you elaborate on this law and how it has impacted, you know, research and things like that? Okay, so what do you say in a scenario whereby two black boys get this MMR vaccine and one develops autism and one didn't? Okay, do you believe that CDC has had the situation of a corporate hijack? Do you think CDC has been hijacked? Okay, so how has this impacted your life? You know, your studies, being labeled as the, you know, the mad scientist, so to speak. You know, how has this, you know, impacted your life?
Well,
subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Pan-African Experience. Join us on Facebook at The Pan-African Experience. Follow us on Twitter, TPA Experience. And follow us on Instagram, The Pan-African Experience. Visit our website at www.thepanafricanexperience.com.